they had somebody else on the platform, bound. Who was that? My God, Johnny's plan wouldn't work. He would be in there all but defenseless. Dwight gritted his teeth. His orders were to do his job only. He would. But he had a feeling of despair for Johnny. The Briganti tribe was noisy and cheering over there by the morgue. They were no problem. Dwight turned his attention back to Turl. The Cyclo pushed the firing button.
Third alert,
said Dwight into the mine radio. The weapons they would use would not interrupt the firing. They had tested them. They also had nuclear weapons in case Cyclos came in on the platform afterward from Cyclo. Turl walked over to the center of the platform. He halted. The humming had begun, heard above the shouting and wind. Dwight heard Johnny's voice in that enclosure. That was not on schedule. Dwight would do his job.
Action!
Barked Dwight into the mine radio. 30 Scots threw off their coffin lids. 25 hit their igniters. 1 made ready to rush for the crane. 4 were up to form a reserve. Flash! In a ragged outer ring, pointing in at the massed Brigantes, 25 Russian flamethrowers spewed out their deadly orange spray. Like 25 hoses, the roaring inferno slashed into the Brigantes.
For Alistair!
Came a Scot battle cry.
For Vinci! Scotland forever!
Dwight hit the button of a planted loudspeaker. It was a recording of charging, trumpeting elephants. The sound that would bring terror to the Brigantes. The mercenaries surged forward, trying to get their bows into action. Scything flame shriveled the bowstrings. The Brigantes were drawing bayonets to charge. The tribe by the morgue screamed, adding to the din. They turned and ran with all their might out into the plain, trampling one another as they sought to get away. A Scot had a flame out. A group of Brigantes were charging him with bayonets.
Cover Andrew!
Barked Dwight. The Scots on either side of the dead flamethrower widened their arcs. Andrew had a claymore out. He cut down the Briganti officer, and then he himself went down. 2 of the reserves hacked their way into the mess with Lochaber axes and slaughtered the Brigantes, stabbing at Andrew. Dwight glanced at his watch. 58 seconds to go. Flamethrowers were sending boiling flame into Brigantes. Their buffalo coats and monkey skin suits were balls of fire. Another attempted charge by them. Dwight tried to see through the flame and snow. The crane. It should be moving now. Yes, the operator had gotten to it. One of the reserves was protecting him with a flamethrower. They had buried the dome cover for the console in the ground with the cable already attached. It was evidently frozen in. It was made of the armor from a discarded tank. The bottom of it was equipped with plane skids, which would anneal to the metal on which the console sat and seal it. Dwight could see the top of the crane dipping. The operator was rocking it to break the dome loose from the ground. There it came. It rose with a rush. It swung. The operator steadied it. Brigantes were rushing the crane. The Scot there blasted at them with a roaring flamethrower. The operator was coolly swinging the dome over to position. It could not go further than the atmosphere armor screen. Dwight could see the operator throw the controls over to remote. Johnny had the remote there in the cage and would have to do the rest of it if and when he shut off the current to the armor cable.